If you have any questions, this this information is mostly in his new Emerging Infectious Diseases paper from this month's issue, so you can look it up there. Most of you by now are aware that adjustable rate mortgages have really impacted home sales in this country and caused a lot of economic trouble. And also they've caused problems for West Nile transmission, as I'll be presenting. But because of people sort of betting on housing value increases that weren't realized, this led to a situation where many homes were getting abandoned, and walking away from the home turned out to be financially better than trying to sell it. So the implications for West Nile transmission are that these leave a lot of unmaintained swimming pools and other habitats around houses. I'll begin by acknowledging Bill's co-authors, Brian Carroll, who collected a large amount of the field data and also did a lot of work to dig up the real estate data for Kern County. Also Richard Takahashi and Rob Kearing in Kern County, who funded a lot of the aerial imagery that were used and also collected some of the field data as part of the district's work. Bill's had a five-year NIH grant where he's been looking at the invasion of West Nile virus into California. And in 2004, Kern County experienced West Nile virus for the first time. And during the period from 2004 through 2006, Kern County was having moderate levels of West Nile activity, as you can see from the different measures here. And it was relatively consistent from year to year, which was unlike a lot of the other areas of the state where there tended to be an epidemic followed by subsidence shortly afterward. And leading into 2007, things looked pretty good for having low West Nile transmission. In particular, there was a drought. Also, seroprevalence rates shown here in wild birds, as sampled by Bill and his group, were around 20% overall, and particularly western scrub jays, which is a species that's pretty competent for West Nile, had about 52% antibody rates. So I believe Bill at one point told the district manager in Kern that he should have a pretty light year and didn't need to worry. I'm not sure he'd tell you that if he was here, but it turned out not to be the case. Actually, this was the biggest epidemic of mosquito-borne encephalitis since the Western equine epidemic in 1952. And you can see pretty high numbers of cases, 140 in humans. Bakersfield was the center of the epidemic, and 92% of human cases occurred in this greater Bakersfield area, which is relatively urban, not so much by LA standards, but definitely pretty high housing densities. And during this housing boom since 2000, houses were being built about as fast as possible on the western edge of town. So large numbers of new houses, and when the housing market had begun to collapse, of course, a lot of them got abandoned. The spring of 2007 was exceptionally dry. In particular, the flow of the Kern River was the lowest over the four-year period, and in the prior years, these are deviations from 30-year normals for the river flow, and you can see it was quite low in the spring of 2007, and also the temperature was above normal during that period, and precipitation also was below normal, about 40% of the normal rainfall for that period. These conditions led to a rapid increase in the Culex quinquefasciatus abundance as measured by CO2 traps. And particularly interesting were the high rates of infection in Culex quinquefasciatus. And in the past years, you can see the earliest the infection rates started to rise was generally around July when they really reached these high levels. And in 2007, by June, you had this nearly 20 per thousand infection rate in Culex quinquefasciatus, which had not occurred before that point. This graph shows the sharp increase in the number of human cases, as indicated by the black bars here. So in 2007, again, much different from prior years. And at this point, when we're looking at the human cases and as they started to rise, no one really knew why this epidemic was occurring. And some of the mosquito infection data were still coming in. And one change that had occurred leading into 2007 was that the notice of delinquencies, which is the NOD values there, and also the notice of sale numbers had really increased in Kern County. And especially in Kern compared to the rest of the state, you can see even the rate of increase was higher than the statewide trend, which was also pretty high. And compared to 2006, these notices of delinquency had roughly tripled. So there were a lot of homes that were getting abandoned, and of course these notifications are indicative of that. So what this results in is a lot of neglected swimming pools and also ornamental ponds. And once these are detected, the Kern district personnel go out and either put mosquito fish into the ponds and pools or treat them with Altacid, which is an insect growth regulator. And once they're treated, they're not as much of a problem, at least for a while. This is an example of aerial imagery, and what happened in 2007 is that Arnold Schwarzenegger's office started realizing this was a problem, and the case trajectory for the state was headed toward the 2004 levels, which is the peak of the epidemic statewide in California. So they released millions of dollars for mosquito control and other related interests in California to control the problem. And part of what Kern and other districts did was to purchase aerial imagery on a routine basis to start identifying swimming pools that might have been a problem. And this particular image shows 7 out of the 42 swimming pools in this particular area were green and appearing to be neglected. And then this was confirmed on the ground by district personnel going out and actually treating the pools. So in this graph, you can see the impact of this aerial survey. So up through July, the problem was just starting to be recognized. And then as of August, that's when the money became available and the first aerial survey was done. And after that point, Kern really started to get on top of this mosquito problem in green pools. And you can see that by the number of pools treated there and how it spiked and continued through the end of the season. So one consequence of neglected pools is that not only do you have Culex quinquefasciatus breeding in these urban areas, but Culex tarsalis actually started moving into urban areas also and breeding in some of these pools. And Culex tarsalis, as shown here in one of our meta-analyses of vector competence, they're actually in the lab a more competent vector of West Nile overall than Culex quinquefasciatus, or here the Pipiens complex broadly, but you can see slightly higher proportions transmitting in general for tarsalis. So you've got this competent Culex tarsalis vector now in urban areas also, and you can see in 2008 59% of all mosquitoes that were reared from larvae collected in pools were actually Culex tarsalis in Bakersfield. So in 2008, the district began the season using aerial imagery and detecting swimming pools early and getting out and treating them. And so far in 2008, there have been no human cases, although I think maybe one has just occurred very recently. And then few dead birds, very few mosquito pools, and sentinel chickens positive compared to previous years. So you can't really prove this from these data, but so far it seems like getting out and actually controlling the mosquitoes in the urban area, particularly in these swimming pools, has really helped prevent epidemic transmission, at least. So this is not just a California problem, of course, and foreclosures across the country have been increasing and continuing to increase at this point. So this is something that will be an issue, I think, for vector control districts across the country, and particularly in the Southwest. Thank you very much.
We have time for
Alec?
Yeah, because
I'm curious, after they put in the mosquito fish, how long does it take to actually get some sort of effective control over that pool? Do they measure that at all?
I'm not sure. I don't think they do. I think they go out and treat them, and I don't think there's follow-up. There might be follow-up just to make sure at some point afterward, but I'm not aware of it if that's the case. Maybe Bill would be. Yes?
Did the operators on the ground check pools that weren't identified as neglected from your
team? Well, I think, you saw from the image, some of the pools that appear very bright blue, they're virtually never a problem. So I think probably not, given their resource limitations. I don't think they've checked a lot of the pools that actually appear not to be a problem. The other issue is that you do get pools that appear green that are not a problem. Some people have linings of their pools that are darker, their shadows. So those are the pools they're getting out and checking, and all of the ones detected don't end up being a problem, actually. Yes?
Do you see a possible threshold happening in relation to foreclosures that would trigger possibly that we need now to look at this problem?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know, of course, there are foreclosures happening all the time, and I'm not sure if there's some threshold, but with this drought in Bakersfield, one idea was that with the foreclosures creating these little urban oases, that it may bring birds and mosquitoes into closer contact. So possibly that would be a threshold effect where, especially combined with a drought, you end up with the mosquitoes and hosts coming into closer contact more frequently. Yes?
What about training pools? Is that a practical option?
It's a lot more time-consuming option. I think the mosquito control district might not want to get into that because, probably would require a pump. And some of these unmaintained swimming pools, who knows what the condition of the equipment that would normally be available to remove the water would be. So the district needs to get in and get out pretty quickly. And
could that be contracted with pool services or something?
It probably could be with adequate money. Governor Schwarzenegger released money in 2007 specifically. I believe he declared a state of emergency and then released funds for this purpose. So that's one problem, is how to do this in an ongoing way. But I think some of the districts view it as a serious enough problem to where now they're purchasing aerial imagery on their own where they weren't before. Yeah, I think you're right. And then if they can sell the houses, that may solve the problem too. I'm not sure.